At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Ladies and gentlemen, that broken glass, that glass shatter, and that song gets me hype every single time. All right, we're back here on the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As always, you can check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com, also CarrickerChronicles.com, and on YouTube, Carriker Chronicles. All right, Jake, you got any updates? Well, before I go to you, real quick, I saw this thing, Cam Ward, literally just saw it. Miami quarterback Cam Ward, and I quote, okay, you're either going to draft me or not. If you don't draft me, that's your fault. You've got to remember you're the same team that's got to play me for the rest of my career, and I'll remember that, end quote. And the guy commented underneath, Cam Ward is really giving Josh Rosen in 2018, huh? Cam Ward, man, this is a dude that plays with a lot of passion. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes, who takes him, and how his NFL career goes. But before we jump in on the EJ Barthel news, you got anything for me on your end there, Jake?
Yeah, well, I'm glad Josh Rosen got a shout out as a Cardinals fan. That really makes me happy. Anyways.
Didn't he have a hot tub in his college dorm room at UCLA his freshman year or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's lived a good life.
he's doing all right.
just that, you know, it's become to our attention a few days ago that Jordan Westerkamp getting into coaching will actually coach at the College of DuPage. Maybe it's DuPage. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But I do know that the Belushi brothers went there, Jim and John Belushi. So.
Well, congrats to Jordan. They just had a baby not a few months ago as well. One of the nicest dudes you'll ever meet. Obviously a Husker legend. Can't wait to see how he does in coaching. And I'm willing to bet it's going to be very, very well. Good luck to him. All right, before we move on, real quick, I use this C word a lot, but someone actually texted this to me, so I figured I'd use it on air. Consistency wins because it's not what you do once in a while that matters. It's what you do every day. All right. The big news of the day here in the state of Nebraska, well, depending on your perspective, for us, it was big news, Jake. All right, EJ Barthel was talking with Texas. He was talking with Penn State, or they were talking to him, however you want to look at it. Okay, and let's see here. The ties to Texas. All right, Texas's offensive coordinator, Kyle Floods, he was his player development and recruiting coordinator at Rutgers from 2013 to 2014. Alas, Barthel is coming back. Nebraska extends running back coach EJ Barthel through 2027. Salary jumps from $293,000 to $450,000. All right. And yeah, that's pretty much the big news. As far as I thought there was more details to it. It's already things I said. Talk to Texas, talk to Penn State. Huskers finalizing rule staff for 2025. But that's the increase in salary. So what are your thoughts on this? Okay. Are we excited about this? Do we like this? Do we not? Is this money well spent? What's your initial reaction, Jake? That car says Savage on it, by the way. And there's a dude. Wow, that is a phenomenal car that scares the crap out of me. The dude's got his shirt off. He's all sliced and diced from a knife. I don't know if that's appropriate for radio, but they can't see it. I can. Go ahead, Jake.
All right. Well, following that. EJ Barthel, it's interesting. Like you said, sometimes it's not just about resume or, you know, the last season or whatever it might be. It's who's talking to you. And Texas and Penn State, I mean, these are two of the final four teams from last year interested in EJ Barthel for their openings. So you're going to have to pay up to try to keep him or that's just kind of where his resume is floating right there. So I understand the move. That being said, I haven't been overwhelmed by the running backs, I suppose, during his time here. You go back to what he inherited. Anthony Grant kind of went from close to 1,000-yard back to somewhat of a fumbling issue, still led Nebraska in rushing from the running back position. But the problem is, Heinrich Harburg led the team for rushing in year one. course, they had all those turnover problems, more quarterback oriented than running back, but still not a great look to have your quarterback lead your team in rushing. And then this past year, I think they did find a nice 1-2 punch, but it wasn't always, you know, that sounds good to look at the stats by the end of the season. But sometimes, I mean, there was a game where Emmitt Johnson didn't even get a touch.
Yep.
And your I best felt running like, back. Yeah, yep. I felt like by the season's end, it was obvious to everybody that he was the best running back. It didn't seem to kind of hit the coaching staff 6-7 game. I mean, they finally kind of got into it when the new offensive coordinator came in. So I don't know. I haven't been crazy impressed by EJ Barthel, but so far Texas and Penn State must have been. So Nebraska had to make a move here.
My reaction is I'm happy for him. Good business move. Can't blame him. Obviously, other big-time schools want him. We haven't had a standout back since he arrived. Our best running back was struggling to even get the ball. Even in one game, even get the ball at all in a particular game. Why wasn't he in more? Why wasn't he getting more opportunities? Why did certain backs get more opportunities that aren't even here anymore? I'm in wait-and-see mode. I'm not immediately like, ooh, this is a great move, or ooh, this is a terrible move. I instantly hearken back to after the USC game when Dana Holgorsen disagreed with me. He didn't say I disagree with Adam, but he's like, no, there were holes. The running backs weren't hitting them. He put it on the running backs. I still think our offensive line has to play better. But he specifically put it on the running backs. You look at the running backs we've had. We haven't had a standout running back. We have the new OC saying, hey, they're not hitting the holes that are there. To your point with Anthony Grant, he like disappeared. The thing I think of, and this is unfortunate with Anthony Grant, is the fumble versus Minnesota. And he's such a better player, and he did so many more things beyond that. But unfortunately, that's what sticks out in my mind. For me, I'm going to wait and see. My initial reaction is very much in the middle. I'm not going to sit here and say Matt Rhule lost some other coaches, so he panicked, so he felt like he had to keep EJ. Because that's a thought that entered my head, but I don't know that. I'm not going to sit here and say, this is great, this is horrible. It's kind of like fans are with John Butler. Fans are in wait-and-see mode. People inside that building are ecstatic he's the D coordinator. Maybe they're that way that Barthel's back. I am in wait-and-see mode with this. Our running game was not good last year. 2 years ago, when our running game was number two in the Big Ten, it was the quarterback, to your point, that led the team in rushing. Now, in all fairness to EJ Barthel, we had Adrian Martinez lead the team in rushing. We've had the quarterback lead the team in rushing way too often over the past decade, which has been a problem. For me, I don't immediately get excited. I don't immediately get upset. I'm like, I got to see it next year. We have a clear-cut number one running back now. He needs to look like a clear-cut number one running back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
A guy with physical talents, a guy who works hard, a guy who is a good dude, has every reason to be a good running back. Our offensive line coach is in his fourth year. It's time. I want to see something. That's how I feel. As far as giving him a raise, it's what we had to do to keep him. That's what Matt Rhule felt he had to do. Part of me wonders, could we have spent that money bringing in another portal running back, which they haven't shown a lot of interest in doing? They offered one portal running back the entire, well, the portal offseason never really ends, but have offered one portal running back, and that was all the way back at the beginning of December. And he was the top running back in the entire transfer portal at the time. He went elsewhere. They have faith in that running back room. They have faith in this running back's coach. I'm going to wait and see. Fair? Am I being nice? Am I being kind? Am I being harsh? I know I'm phrasing it like a question. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, Jay, because you were going to answer my question because that's how I phrase it. It's not a question. I think I'm being very fair. I think I'm being very kind. I'm going to wait and see. And that's where I'm at, because I'm going to trust the guy in charge, because I have said that Matt Rhule's trying to do everything he can. I like a lot of the things he's doing, and this is what he believes is best. I hope it's not, oh, I can't have another coach leave, and I really got to keep him. I hope it wasn't that. I don't know that it was. I don't know that it wasn't. I haven't seen anything that excites me about this. But I've got a certain amount of trust in Coach Rhule, and I'm going to lean on that, and I'm going to wait and see. Sorry, go ahead, Jake.
I was just going to say, too, it's kind of interesting because, you know, obviously the position now includes a lot of receiving out of the backfield. That's what Emmitt Johnson did a lot of. So if you do combined yards, you can kind of get a different stat here. But what I've noticed, and you know, looking over the last 2 years when E.J. Barthel's been here, they've had two games with a running back over 100 yards, one in each season, and only one against the Power 5 opponent, which was against Wisconsin this past year. So I don't know. I would say we've been underwhelmed. I think most people have been a little bit underwhelmed by the running back production of the last couple of years. You know, again, you go kind of go through the hot potato of who was playing, who was not. Emmitt didn't even get a carry in the loss against Illinois. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, and then going into this season, like you said, if they would have spent that money, or it doesn't have to be that money. Like I said, it's not our money. There's money laying everywhere over there. But in any case, if they could have used that, I guess just just to be flat with you, I'm not all that comfortable with the running back position as it is. Mm-hmm. I think you're an injury away from not really having anybody that has had a snap. So, you know, or too many snaps at this level. So it is what it is. Again, Texas and Penn State are after him. So there must be something there.
I do think they like Quentin Ives. There's a couple of talented freshmen coming in, but how do you just count on a true freshman? It was a risk what they did with Dylan last year. All right. It was a risk. You can't just count on a true freshman. Let's be real. He was pretty much the starter day one, the day he walked on campus. And Matt Rhule said he worked hard. He said he's worked hard. All right. We have, I got a question. So I talked about I'm gonna lean on Rhule with this. I'm still going to see how the season pans out. Deion Sanders. You got faith in Deion Sanders? You trust Deion Sanders as a coach? Like if he was coaching Nebraska, do you think that'd be up or down with Matt Rhule? Not a whole topic here. Just a quick question.
Yeah, based on what he's done at Colorado, I think it'd be similar.
You're saying it'd be an upgrade from Matt Rhule?
I mean, they won more games last year.
Oh, that could be Big 12. We might have a topic for another day.
You might have a Heisman Trophy winner. You might have a quarterback going into the NFL draft. I mean,
oh boy, we have a topic for another day. That was just meant to be a quick question. The reason I bring this up, it's official per Bleacher Report. Deion Sanders made no recruiting trips. Colorado confirms Deion Sanders made no in-home or off-campus visits to visit high school kids. He didn't leave his coach's office to go talk to a high school kid. That was just randomly texted me from Andy Jurassic, and I thought it was interesting. We have those two clips. Let's play them really quick, offer quick thoughts, and then we got to get to Matt Schick at 12:30. So this is at the Broyles Award. If you get a chance, it's about a 6-7 minute speech that Matt Rhule gave. The dude is a motivational speaker. My goodness. Listen to the whole thing if you get a chance. But we're going to play one short clip, and then another little longer clip. Combined, there may be 2 minutes, 90 seconds. We'll react quick, go to break, come back to Max Schick. Go ahead and play that there, Jake.
You know, he talked about, you know, the things we did at Temple, and many of you guys were instrumental and helped us in that, and talked about the things we did at Baylor, and certainly there's people here that we could never have done that with. We plan on being pretty good next year. Now, I know this is live-streamed, and I'm probably going to get myself in trouble, but we got the 7 wins this year. We plan on making a jump. And when we make that jump, people are going to say all kinds of things.
So real quick before you play the other one, before EJ was officially brought back, he keeps talking about the jump and he keeps talking about the college football playoff, which is goals that people should have. But I want to play this next clip because part of that is your assistant coaches, and it fits in because we just brought back EJ Barthel, which is a little bit controversial with some people, but go ahead and play the next clip there, Jake.
But what I learned from Al Golden is that you got to work. None of this is easy. You're standing here today because you guys are the best of the best at what you do. You've accomplished great things. You've inspired people. But see, what I love about assistant coaches, and when I first met the Broyles family, and again, I'm grateful to the foundation. I'm grateful to, you know, Field Turf, and obviously coming here to Oakland is amazing. But when I first talked about this award, it just hit me to my heart. Because you know what? Like, it's hard to be an assistant coach. It's hard to every single day walk in, take the head coach's message and make it your message. Take decisions that sometimes aren't yours and make them yours. And I learned that from Al Golden. I learned that from Tom Coughlin. I learned that it was my job to show up every day and be on, because the young people that I coached deserved a coach that was on, deserved a coach that was on fire, a coach that was passionate, a coach that believed every single day in what they do.
So I'm going to keep this short and sweet. The first mini clip that we played, he talked about a big jump this year, another jump. And then the next clip talked about how important, and this was at the Broyles Award dinner given to the top assistant coach in the country. Okay, Matt was taught. That's why some of the things he said kind of make sense if you keep it in that context. He talked about how important the assistant coaches is, how important they are. He just brought back the running backs coach. He clearly felt that was important. I just hope that we're making the right decisions. I like the way Matt Rhule goes about things, and assistant coaches play a big role, and we just brought back one. Any final thoughts before we go to break, Jake?
No.
All right. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, ESPN's own Matt Schick.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.